In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. The Holy Quran includes some words which have an apparent meaning, and a hidden one at the same time. For example, parents means the father and mother of a person. Children means some young persons who are not yet fully grown. Relatives means some members of our family. Nearest relatives means the first class of our relatives, such as father, mother, brother, sister, and etc. These are the apparent meanings of the words. However, they have some hidden meanings. In fact, parents, children, relatives, and the nearest relatives denote the Holy Prophet and Imams, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their followers.
The Almighty Allah says, "And the begetter and whom he begot." The Holy Quran 90:3. Some commentators have said that here begetter means Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, and whom he begot are his sons, be they the prophets themselves, or their legatees. Some have opined that begetter means Hazrati Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and whom he begot is his progeny, and according to some others, it means every father, and his children. Ibn Shahra Ashub has narrated from Sulaym ibn Kays that the begetter is the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whom he begot refers to his legatees and progeny. In Tafsir Muhammad ibn Ayyash and Kafi, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is quoted with reliable chains of narrators that begetter is Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and whom he begot are the 12 infallible Imams.
Likewise, with reliable chains of narrators, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is quoted that he has, while explaining the divine verse, "And you shall be made free from obligation in this city, and the begetter in whom he begot." The Holy Quran 90:2-3. Imam, alayhi salam, said that the two begetters means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and whom he begot denotes his children. In Kafi, according to reliable chains of narrators, Asbak ibn Nobatah is reported to have asked Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, about the tafsir of the verse, "Be grateful to me and to both your parents, to me is the eventual coming." The Holy Quran 31:14. He replied that the parents who must be thanked according to Allah's order are the fathers from whom knowledge is born, and from whom wisdom is obtained as heritage, and whose obedience has been made obligatory for the people. Thereafter, Allah has said, "The return of the servants is towards me," and the basis of this explanation is the word parents. Then, Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, turned the direction of the word towards Abu Bakr and Omar, and said, "And if they contend with you that you should associate with me," meaning, if Abu Bakr and Omar dispute with you to adopt polytheism, that is, to include others in the legateeship ordered by Allah to make your legatee, that is, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, then O Prophet, you should not do so, and you should not hear them. Then, the Hazrat turned the statement towards the parents and said, "Make people aware of His grace, and order them to obey Him. This is the meaning of Allah's command. And follow the way of him who turns to me." And then the Hazrat said, "Fear Allah, and do not oppose and disobey parents, because their pleasure is the cause of Allah's pleasure, and their anger is the reason of Allah's anger. Surely, it is one of the difficult traditions and one of the many mysteries." In short, the right of the physical father and mother is from the viewpoint that they are related with the perishable and the transient worldly life. It is possible that one may get some benefit from their worldly inheritance. But the two spiritual fathers, the messengers and the imams, are the causes of the eternal knowledge and worship which earn the everlasting bounties of paradise, and their inheritances are divine wisdoms, the effect whereof remains with man till eternity. Hence, their right is very great, and the observance of their right is much more obligatory, because the mere mention of the word father does not call for any preference, as the application of parents to father and mother is mostly figurative. On this basis, in the explanation of the word father, its application is proposed to the spiritual father also.
In Tafsir Furat, Imam Jafar Sadiq, alayhi salam, is quoted in the explanation of the verse, "And serve Allah, and do not associate anything with him, and be good to the parents, and to the near of kin." The Holy Quran 4:36. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said that the Holy Prophet and Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhima salam, are two fathers, and the near of kin denotes Hassan and Hussein, alayhima salam. In the tafsir of Imam Hassan Askari, alayhi salam, while explaining the divine words, "You shall not serve any, but Allah, and you shall do good to your parents, and to the near of kin." The Holy Quran 2:83. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Your best parents, and those who are most entitled to get good and thanks from you are Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam." Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, said, "I have heard from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I and Ali are two fathers of this ummah, and our right on them is much more higher than that of their parents, who gave them birth, because we will free them from hellfire, if they obey us, and we will lead them to paradise, which is the place to dwell, and we will release them from the slavery of desires, and join them with the best free persons."
The Lady Fatima, salam Allah alayha, says, "The two fathers of this ummah are Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam, who remove their crookedness, and who deliver them from painful torment, if they obey them, and they make the eternal bounties of paradise available to them, if they agree with them." Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, said that Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam, are the two fathers of the ummah, so how lucky are those who recognize their right, and remain always obedient to them. Allah will entitle him to paradise and will bestow his pleasure and happiness on him. Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, said that the one who recognizes the right of his two noblest fathers, and who obeys them as they are entitled to be obeyed, will on the day of resurrection be told to dwell at any place in the vast and spacious paradise. Imam Zainal al-Abidin, alayhi salam, has said that if the reason of parents' right on their children is very much due to the fact that they have done good to him, and then the good and the favor which Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, alayhimas salam, have done to this ummah are much more than those of the biological parents. Therefore, both of them are far more entitled to be fathers, and more entitled to observation of their right on the ummah.
Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, said that a man who knows the honor and respect of his Lord should think as to how much respect and honor he should give to his two noblest fathers Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, and consequently his respect for Allah will be according to his respect to the two honorable persons. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said that a man who observes the right of his noblest fathers Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, even if he had neglected the rights of the biological parents, and of all other servants of Allah, will not be harmed, because the aforesaid two spiritual parents will, on the day of justice, make his biological parents pleased with him. Imam Musa Kazim, alayhi salam, has said that the more rewarding is the prayer, the more the performer of prayer sends salawat on his two nobler spiritual fathers Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam. Imam Riza, alayhi salam, asked, "Does any one of you not dislike that his parents, who gave birth to him, may not be accepted by people as his parents?" They replied, "Why not? By Allah, it seems very repugnant." The Imam said that such a person tries that people should refuse to recognize Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, who are nobler than his biological parents, as his two fathers. Once a man said to Imam Taqi, alayhi salam, "I love Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, so intensely that I cannot stop loving them, even if my body is torn apart, or cut into pieces with scissors. The Hazrat replied, the Holy Ones will reward you, in proportion with your affection for them, and they will, on the day of Qiyamah, plead for high honors and rank for you, and that even a little portion of it, will be million times greater than the level of your love. Imam Ali Nagi, alayhi salam, said that, a man in whose sight, his two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, will not be more lovable than, his biological parents, will not earn any respectability in the view of Allah the Almighty. Imam Askari, alayhi salam, has said that a man who gives preference in obedience to his two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, over his biological parents is addressed by the Almighty Allah. I chose you, and gave you honor before or in front of your spiritual parents as you opted for their respect compared to your biological parents. Then the Imam said, according to the divine word, and the near of kin, those respected personalities are, your religious relatives, Allah has ordered you to recognize their right, as we took promise from Bani Israel. And O followers of Muhammad, I have taken similar promise from you that you must recognize the near ones of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who are, after Muhammad, the 12 infallible imams, and the people from selected ones in religion after their rank, that is, the Shias.
The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, Allah will, in paradise, give a thousandfold honor to the one who will recognize and honor the rights of his parents, and these heavenly ranks will be such that, the distance between any two of them would be equal to a 100-year journey for fast-running horses. One of the said ranks will be of silver, another of gold, then of pearl, then another of topaz, then another of emerald, and another of musk, and another of ambergris, and another of camphor, and like this every rank will be different from another, and the one who will honor the right of Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam, Allah will raise and multiply his rank proportionately, and will reward him profoundly, and this grant will be in proportion to the preference he had given to his spiritual parents, two fathers, over his biological parents. The Lady Fatima, salam Allah alayha, told some women, in order to nullify the displeasure of your biological parents, make your two religious fathers Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam, happy. But never please your biological parents, by displeasing your two spiritual fathers, because if your real parents become angry with you, your two spiritual fathers will make them pleased, in exchange of 1,000th part of the reward you earn for an hour passed in their obedience, and if your two religious fathers become angry, your biological parents would not be able to please them, because the rewards of the entire world cannot withstand their displeasure and anger. Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, says that, it is obligatory for you to do good to the near and dear ones of your two religious fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam, even if it entails the ignoring of the rights of the near and dear ones of your biological parents, you should never disgrace the rights of your two religious, spiritual, fathers, because of the honoring of the rights of your biological parents, because your gratitude towards this group is better than your being thankful to your biological parents, because when they will thank you, in front of Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam, even a little happiness of these two personalities will cause the removal of all your sins, even if they had filled the space, from earth to heaven, and if your racial relatives show their thankfulness to you, in front of Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam, while you had dishonored the rights of your two spiritual fathers, then their thankfulness to you will be of no avail.
Imam Zainal Abidin, alayhi salam, has said that the rights of our two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, are more worth honoring in comparison with the right of biological relatives, because our spiritual fathers will make our biological parents pleased. Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, said that a man who honors the two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, more than his biological parents, and in whose eyes the relatives of his two religious fathers will be more respectable, compared to the relatives of his physical parents' relatives, then, Allah addresses them saying, "As you have honored the most honorable personalities, and due to your adopting those personalities who are higher than all others in rank, I will make you their companion and friend in paradise, which is the everlasting home." Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, says that a man for whom it is not possible to honor the right of the relatives of both of their racial and spiritual relatives, it is better for him to give preference to the right of the relatives of his two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, over the rights of his biological parents' relatives. Because, by so doing, Allah will, on the day of Qiyamah, tell him, "Since you gave preference to your religious fathers against your relatives, I am asking my angels to give preference to you in escorting you to my paradise," and at that time, they, angels, will make a thousandfold increase in the bounties of heaven. Imam Musa Kazim, alayhi salam, said that two things are offered to a person, and if the price of either of the two is over 1,000 dirhams, and if that person has only 1,000 dirhams, then he will ask which of the two is more beneficial to me, and he will be told this one is 1,000-fold harmful compared to the other. Then, in such circumstances, will he not choose the thing which is more beneficial and better? The audience replied, "Why not? He will surely adopt the better thing." Then the Hazrat said, "Likewise, your adoption of your two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, is much more rewarding than your adoption of your biological parents, because the grace of its reward is as higher as is the superiority of Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, over his biological parents."
Once a man asked Imam Riazat, alayhi salam, "May I inform you about a man who is one of the biggest losers?" The Hazrat asked, "Who is he?" He said, "One who had 10,000 gold coins, and yet he exchanged them for 10,000 dirhams, that is silver coins." The Hazrat asked, "Is not the man losing more, who sells 10,000 golden coins, to buy 1,000 dirhams?" The audience responded, "Certainly." Then the Hazrat said, "May I not make you aware of a man who is even a greater loser, and whose lament is greater than that of the one who sold 1,000 golden mountains, to buy 1,000 pieces of false silver? Is the misfortune of the former not greater than that of this one?" The people said, "Of course, it is certainly so." The Hazrat said, "Still more at loss and pitiable is the man who gives preference in doing good to the physical relatives of his parents over the relatives of his two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam. It is so because the grace of the relatives of Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, is higher than the grace of the value of 1,000 mountains of gold over the value of 1,000 pieces of silver." Imam Taghi, alayhi salam, said, "One who prefers the near ones of his or her two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhima salam, over the relatives of his biological parents, will be, on the day of Qiyamah, adorned by the Lord of the universe with his clothing of honor, so that the entire creation can see him, and he will make him famous among the people, and will give him grace over his other servants, except those who may be equal or higher than him in this matter." Imam Naghi, alayhi salam, said, "One of the conditions of acknowledging Allah's grace and greatness, is that you should prefer your two spiritual fathers Muhammad and Ali over your physical or biological parents, and it is to lower the greatness and grace of Allah, if you give preference, in honoring and following, to your biological parents over your two spiritual fathers, Muhammad and Ali, alayhimas salam."